A US sports update for TGI Fridays, home of the legendary NFL Super Bowl party.
And Dave Smith, the sports god from NBC Sports Radio in Los Angeles, on the line now. G'day, Dave.
Thank you. Good. How are you?
Going well. Not as busy on Twitter as you are today, because you're very busy on the James Harden situation. You've had to take a complete backflip on him.
I love to say that I see it coming and I knew it all along and I was a genius and I was a James Harden fan, but Kevin, I can't do it. I mean, he was a ball stopper. He was a ball hog. He was a defensive liability. He didn't play hard. He was out of shape. And all credit to Mike D'Antoni, the new coach of the Rockets. The transformation of James Harden this year is like nothing I've ever seen, Kevin. He had 51, 13, and 13 tonight. That's the first time in NBA history a player's had 2 50-point triple-doubles in one season. The way he picks defenses apart in that high pick and roll and his playmaking and passing ability, who knew? Mike D'Antoni is the only guy in the world who knew that James Harden was capable of this. And when he said he was moving him over to point guard this year and he thought he could lead the league in assists, Mike used to coach the Lakers here and I knew him. I said, Mike, you're nuts. It can't work. You're going to get fired. Good thing he didn't listen.
Yes. Yeah, very good thing he didn't listen. Did he play like this at college or in high school or, in the under-15s? Have we ever seen this sort of performance from him before?
I saw him play in high school. He's from the Lakewood Artesia area out a little bit out near the airport in Los Angeles, south of the city. He was a really good high school player. He was an excellent college player at Arizona State. But nobody saw this coming. He was a lottery pick, but my goodness, he was just a great scorer. That's all he was in his NBA career. He could put the ball on the floor. He could score. But outside of that, I mean, go to YouTube and look at the videos of James Harden's defense the last couple of years. It's laughable. He didn't even try.
Yeah.
And now it's amazing. The transformation in him, I've never seen anything like it from one year to the next.
Well, does it give him the MVP, or is it that sort of year where that's going to be a very hard thing to win with Westbrook and, LeBron as per usual? And, I mean, even I've seen Magic Johnson talking up Kevin Durant.
Yes, it's a tough call this year. I would imagine it's going to come down to James Harden or Russell Westbrook, because Westbrook's averaging a triple-double, and that has not happened since Oscar Robertson in 1962. So you can make a great case for him, although the Rockets, I think, are performing much better than anybody anticipated this year. Nobody thought they'd be 20 games over 500, especially after losing James Harden. Dwight Howard. So I would imagine he's in the lead and he's going to win it, Kevin. But my vote always goes to LeBron. I think LeBron controls the game on both ends of the floor like nobody else in the league. He's the most valuable. He's the best player. If you ask me, they should hand him the MVP award before every season, before it starts.
Right. It would certainly take a lot of the angst out of the voting. Look, talking about LeBron, 31 points I think he got tonight. But he's had an interesting sort of week and a bit where he's sort of pulled everybody in and said, well, do we either get serious or get out?
Yeah, he's said, even though the Cavaliers, I think, have the highest payroll of the NBA, or one of the highest, he wants them to get a playmaker, whether it be Carmelo Anthony, whether it be a backup point guard. He's upset Matthew Dellavedova left after the year and didn't come back. He wished they would have re-signed him. And he says they're one player short, and they're a playmaker away. Now, we'll see. He's putting a lot of pressure on the owner here, Dan Gilbert, to get something done. And there are players out there, maybe a Rajon Rondo, who's doing everything he can to burn bridges and get himself traded out of Chicago right now with his public comments. And Dan Gilbert and LeBron never made up, the owner of the Cavaliers. When LeBron left for the Miami Heat years ago, Dan Gilbert put up something on the Cavaliers website. He called LeBron a quitter, a liar. He said he'd never win another championship. He said he dogged it out there, and he was disloyal, and he was committing treason, and he called him a backstabber. And he left that thing up on the Cavaliers website for 4 years, open letter to LeBron. And the only reason LeBron is back is because, his wife is homesick, his family's homesick, and they all want to go back to his hometown of Cleveland. But believe me, he's never forgiven Dan Gilbert for that. And there's tension, and he still doesn't like him. So it's easy to see where this thing is headed right now.
And I guess if push comes to shove, LeBron wins every day of the week, doesn't he?
LeBron's the general manager. He's the coach. He got the last coach fired, David Blatt, when he went to management. So what he says goes, and he made that clear when he came back to Cleveland from Miami. He's not taking any more pay cuts. He's not giving any more hometown discounts. And you will bend to my will, and that is final. So that's the way it goes in Cleveland right now. And he and Dan Gilbert are butting heads a little bit right now because LeBron wants, you know, they have an injury in Cleveland. There's one roster spot open, and he said, you know, this franchise is worth, you know, between $1.5 and $2 billion now. And Dan Gilbert is a multi-billionaire. Open that pocketbook up and sign somebody. We need help.
Right. What would the, I mean, do any rumblings of what it's like in the locker room there at the moment?
The locker room's good. You know, there were some problems with Kevin Love the last year or two where he didn't really fit in, but they're all getting along great now. And the New York Knicks are trying to move Carmelo Anthony, who's not happy in New York, and Phil Jackson's not happy with him. And the Knicks offered him to Cleveland for Kevin Love, and they were rejected. The Cavaliers said, no way. And then now it looks like the Knicks are trying to shoot Carmelo to L.A. to the Clippers, and they're actually willing not to take back any of the big three, Chris Paul or Blake Griffin or DeAndre Jordan. So maybe something could happen there. And if you add Carmelo Anthony to this Clippers team and keep that big three intact, they are a serious championship threat if they can pull that one off.
They seem to always have those injury problems, don't they? The Clippers, don't they? They get, they look good, and then bang, someone goes down really important, and that's the end of them.
They had a chance last year. Kyrie Irving was not playing well with the Cavaliers, and there was some dissension in the locker room, and LeBron thought he was a little bit, he should be more of a pass-first point guard than a scoring point guard. And they had a chance last year. LeBron wanted to trade Kyrie Irving for Chris Paul of the Clippers, and it almost happened. And looking back on it, that probably would have been a good move for the Clippers because they would have gotten 7 years younger. And Chris Paul's hurt again now. Look how great Kyrie Irving has turned out this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And look at him in the finals. Look at him in the finals last year. He outplayed Steph Curry and made the game-winning shot in Game 7. He was fantastic last year.
Yep, absolutely. Now, a week and a bit away from Super Bowl, any late news for us?
No, it's just we're all anticipating, you know, this week is the off week where the players have some fun, and then they get serious next week and get ready. And this is a tough one to call because the you give Bill Belichick 2 weeks to prepare, and he can pretty much stop anybody and put together a defensive game plan. But this Atlanta Falcon team is something else, man. They led the NFL in scoring this year with 540 points. They've scored on their first possession a touchdown eight straight games now, which is ridiculous how good they are offensively. But you look at Belichick here, and he's the genius. He's the master of putting game plans together, and he takes away what you like to do best. That's his specialty. And we'll see if he can put something together here for the Falcons. I have a feeling he's going to. But the best thing I want to see, Kevin, is Roger Goodell handing that Super Bowl MVP trophy to Tom Brady up on the podium after the Super Bowl. That's what I want to see.
I thought you'd want to see Lady Gaga in halftime, Dave.
No, I think I'll pass on that one. Although Lady Gaga says she's going to pull off something really spectacular this year. She wants to stand not on the field, not on a stage. She wants to stand on top of the stadium and do her concert on a platform up there. So do something different. So the league is looking at it and saying, who knows, that might not be too safe going up there. So they're trying to get clearance from the authorities on whether somebody can get up there and do a concert.
We'll see what transpires. Thanks for your time again today. As always, good to catch up. Thanks, Dave.
Anytime, Gavin.
Dave Smith there, the sports guy from NBC Sports Radio in Los Angeles.